listening, I'll be somewhere listening for my name. If my heart is right when he calls me, if my heart is right, I will be here. If my heart is right when he calls me, I'll be somewhere listening for my name. I'll be praises to him. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. When at the cross the Savior made me whole, my sins were washed away and my mind was turned to day. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Now I have a hope that will surely endure after the passing of time. I have a future in heaven for sure, there in those mansions of mine. And it's because of that wonderful day when at the cross I believe riches eternal and blessings supernal from his precious hand I receive. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. When at the cross the Savior made me whole, my sins were washed away and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul.
If you open your Bibles with me, your laptops, whatever device you have your Bibles on, and read with me. And Gary, I picked this before you led this song, so. Psalms 19 and 20. We're reading Psalms 19 and 20. And it reads, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them he has set a tabernacle for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoices like a strong man to run its race. Its rising is from one end of heaven, and its circuit to the other end, and there is nothing hidden from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned, and in keeping them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from secret faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless. I shall be innocent of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer." Psalms 20. May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of God of Jacob defend you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and strengthen you out of Zion. May he remember all your offerings and accept your burnt sacrifice. May he grant you according to your heart's desire and fulfill all your purpose. We will rejoice in your salvation. In the name of God, we will set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They have bowed down and fallen, but we have risen and stand upright. Save, Lord, may the King answer us when we call.
this country and in God's kingdom.
We are bound for Canaan's land, chanting by the
same line, number 725, humble yourself.
Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord.
Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord.
Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord.
We have an awesome God. Amen.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with grace and power and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven.
81.
I will love on the Lord.
Sharon won't even allow me to sing in the shower. In just a minute, we're going to sing a song of invitation. Thought I'd share a thought with you. There are 11 stories, 11 accounts of conversion in the New Testament. But the best of all of them, at least for me, and they're all wonderful, but the one that I get the most out of is over in Acts 2. Starting in verse 29, we'll read. Now, the audience that Peter is talking to are the very men who killed Jesus. How many of you ever killed anybody? Not many. These gangsters killed the Son of God. So this is what he had to say to them. Starting in verse 29 of Acts 2, he says, "Brethren, I may confidently say to you regarding the patriarch David that he both died and was buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. And so because he was a prophet, and he knew that God had sworn to him with an oath to seat one of his descendants on his throne, he looked ahead and spoke of the resurrection of Christ, that he was neither abandoned to Hades, nor did his flesh suffer decay. This Jesus God raised again, to which we are all witnesses. Therefore, having been exalted to the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has poured forth this, which you both see and hear. For it was not David who ascended into heaven, but he himself said, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet.' Therefore, let all the house of Israel know for certain that God hath made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified." Amen. How'd you like to have someone tell you that? "And when they had heard this, they were pierced to the heart, and they said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, 'Brethren, what must we do?'" Interesting that Peter now is not going to call for their lives. He's not going to say, "You need to be crucified." But here is the love and the mercy of God. "And Peter said to them, 'Repent, each one of you, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you shall receive the gift.'" Perhaps there's someone here tonight who has been pierced in their heart for their sins, and they haven't been baptized. If that's the case, we'd invite you to come forward. We have water ready, and we can baptize you, and you become a member of the Lord's body and look forward to a home in heaven, all eternity with God. Think about that. What a beautiful thought. So would you join me as we stand and sing song 147?
Pilgrim land, there is